we were a Hollywood club band and they were a Hollywood club band. I mean, that's how I always thought of them, is that, you know, we'd be playing and making a name for ourselves, and we'd always see their name and basically playing probably the same clubs. I'm sure they played the Starwood. We played the Starwood. And I never saw them in the clubs. They probably never saw us either. But I knew that they had an outrageous front man and a guitar phenom. And so I assumed that that was accurate, you know, the gossip I'd heard. And when I first heard that album, I said, oh, goddamn, yes, he's a phenom. He had insane chops. But one of the things that he had that I would always be jealous of is he was a real gearhead. And he obviously just worked really hard at getting the best sounds, the best overdrive, the best, you know, he would work that Strat and he would get everything possible out of it. So, yeah, I mean, I was give me my Les Paul, plug it into the amp, you know, I hope I get enough overdrive to give me sustain, and basically I'd just go from there. I can't say I was influenced by other guitarists when I wrote that riff. I was influenced by Pump It Up by Elvis Costello. And specifically, there's that drum breakdown in the middle of it that, I mean, that was an amazing playing band. That was the best playing band of their genre, of their era. And the breakdown where it just everything stops and the drums do this thing that is this barely contained insanity kind of feel, you know, it's like the maniac's gonna bust through the wall as soon as, right? And that just jacked me up so much as a fan that I was inspired by that kind of contained fury thing. And so I just started pumping out, and I knew it was something that I wanted to be very simplistic. That's why it's an octave riff. And it just kind of, that's why it's probably staccato, because you're kind of holding it in, but you're hitting it hard. And so that was the, if there's any inspiration behind the riff in Sharona, that would be it. But the thing that Eddie brought to the table was he had insane chops for a rock guitarist, just ridiculous. And unlike almost any other guitarist with that level of chops, he was all about the entertainment. It was all about playing cool stuff, fun stuff, new stuff. You know, it wasn't just listen to how many notes I can play. It was never that. It was always this, how can I create a really cool solo? And yeah, playing fast is almost always a part of it, you know, like I tried to play fast, and there are parts in the Sharona solo that's like definitely like me working as much as I can to guess, listen, all these notes come together, you know. But that was the thing about Eddie, is that he had the whole package. Actually, an interesting story is it's been documented that when Michael Jackson was in the process of writing songs for Thriller, Quincy Jones said to him, you should write a My Sharona kind of song. And that was Beat It. And it's got, yeah, no, honest to God. And that's why that riff is so prominent. And so I always thought it was really funny that Eddie Van Halen is like going nuts on the solo. I'm going, well, you know, we SoCal boys, I guess we got out there, you know.